I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The power of talk is right here on WAIF Cincinnati.
WAIF, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What radio was meant to be, 206.
And the phone number here is 749-1444. Jot that down, 749-1444. We have a plethora of topics tonight, don't we, Rob?
More than one.
Before we get started, though, Rob, how's your week been?
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. It's been okay.
Anything happen? You meet a girl? Anything like that?
No, not really.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Good, neither did I.
I watched the UC-Miami game the other day.
Yeah, how
was
that?
What a bunch of hoods those UC players are.
Tell me
about it. Just total punk asses. Because, you know, I went into the game, and I know a lot of kids that go to Miami, and they're mostly jerks. So I didn't want to root for Miami. I don't know that many kids go to UC, but I know a few. And it's kind of half and half. Some are jerks, some are not. But the UC players are just such total asses. I found myself actually rooting for Miami. I couldn't believe it. The UC players are just such incredible jerks. Nick Van Axel sucks hard the whole first half of the game. He finally makes a basket. He starts running down the court. Like he's Mr. Badass. He sucked the whole time. Bob Huggins is the biggest whining crybaby official there's ever been.
Rob, let me just say this on their behalf. I wish nothing but the best for the UC Bearcats. I like all the area teams, just to be diplomatic, but I really do root for them all. The UC players, I have met a few. I've had the pleasure of actually meeting a few, and they are all class guys.
Maybe off the court. They're on court demeanor.
Left a lot to be desired. That was an emotional game. It's not as emotional as the Crosstown game, but it was an emotional game nonetheless. And I just think that, you know, I mean, I found nothing wrong with it.
Well, we're not going to be talking sports all
UNLV
night long.
UNLV East, baby. That's what Huggins has got running
about
down there.
How much we hate homosexuals tonight.
Let's get a few more
seeing
juco
as how they've
guys
been in the news so
with
much
a goddamn
lately.
Single digit SAT score.
And also seeing as how
we'll Cal later.
Some Cal Tech
on one of the major radio stations today, they referred to WAIF as the gay station, which it is not.
Who did?
One of those guys on that big AM
who?
Station. One of those guys on the big AM radio station.
Well, if that jerk, you know.
McConnell said it. Somebody called up and said something about how he wanted to meet homosexuals, and McConnell said, tune into the wave.
Whichever, like there's any difference between any of those guys. Those guys
anyway,
better get
the
their
point
facts
is,
straight.
The point is, this is not a gay show. This is a Chris and Rob late night talk show in which Chris and Rob are a couple of flaming heterosexuals. Hello, Tracy, you're on the air. Hello, Tracy, you're on the air.
Hello,
how you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, what's on your mind?
Not much, just watching a movie.
What movie are you watching?
The Code Room.
Is it on VCR or is it just on broadcast TV?
It's on broadcast
What
TV.
Channel?
19.
Do you have a cable?
Yes.
Channel's 19, it's XIX TV, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I like that little old guy they got who does movie reviews between some of the shows. Like if a movie runs short, they'll have some old fart come on and review a new movie. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. How's this Coat Room movie you're watching?
It's pretty good.
Is it? Is it about like, you know, when you're in third grade and you take your boyfriend out to the coat room and give him a little smooch?
No, it's called the Code Room.
Oh, so it's cold.
It's about,
It's about the room where they keep all the coal, like in your basement before you had gas.
Yeah.
You have to keep coal down there, is that what it's about?
Yeah, something like that.
And what's going on down in the coal room? A bunch of rats scurrying around?
No.
You ever see Superman when he was alive? You know, he could pick up a chunk of coal, and Superman could squeeze that coal so hard, it would
turn into a diamond.
It would turn into a diamond. And then
make you a bracelet out of it.
Then he'd cut some glass with it.
No, I haven't seen
you that. Never seen that? Okay, well, thanks a lot for your call, Tracy.
Okay.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number here. What other topics we were going to get into tonight, Rob? Something about technology, modern technology, and the health of human brains. Anyone out there tonight going to call us on a cellular phone?
And give yourself brain cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, brain cancer and cellular phones, a topic which we know absolutely nothing about.
Well, yeah, we do, because people call us on their cellular phones all the time. All they have to do is hit star Chris and Rob.
Oh, that's right. And shacking up in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Cohabitation
want to talk about cohabitation. Tonight.
Totally he wants to.
Do you know anyone that's married, or that's not married, but they live together anyway? Like, is that a sin? And what's grandma
No. Here's the key point about this. Here's the key point that needs to be made about cohabitation.
What's that?
If you're cohabitating with someone for a long time, say a year, 2 years, you know. Then all of a sudden you decide you get married. Don't expect the toaster from Rob, because you're not getting anything. If you've been living together for a year or 2 years or something like that, you're not getting any toaster. I mean, it's like these people are living together. They're doing everything like they're married. Could have joint bank accounts, could have joint insurance, joint all this stuff. Then all of a sudden they look around one day and they say, you know, honey, things have been going pretty well, but we don't have a toaster. We don't have a food processor. Damn, let's get married and see what we can get. You're not getting one from me.
Michelle, you got a boyfriend? Michelle, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. You have a boyfriend?
No, I'm a virgin.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I'm only 15.
Okay,
oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm 15.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much.
So how do you like being a virgin? It's been a long time since Rob and I have been one.
Oh, well, I don't know any better.
Yeah?
Did you ever take the little boys in the coat room and kiss them back when you were a little kid? Are you watching that movie too, The Cold Room?
Uh-uh.
What are you doing up this late? Do you have cable TV?
No, I don't miss it.
You don't? So you never get to see body shaping on ESPN?
No. I'm not watching TV. I'm listening.
Do you think those Moore's Fitness commercials are just total titillation? Do you think it's really like that? Do you really think that, you know, it's like a guy wearing a gold chain sitting in a hot tub while all these bikini clad beauties splash water on him? Do you think it's really like that at that fitness spa?
I said I was a virgin, not a lesbian.
So you don't think it's like that? What do you think? It's all these muscle bound hunks running around in Speedos flexing for you?
No, I think it's a bunch of fat men and women sitting there sweating.
So you don't find that attractive?
No.
What about, do you think Holiday Health Spa is any different, or do you think it's better, or what?
Really,
what do you do to keep in shape?
Well, we know one thing she doesn't do to keep
like
in shape.
I'd like to see you in a bikini.
What's your workout regime like? Regimen?
You should see Robin down in his skivvies, man. He looks just downright sweaty.
Have you been to the Subway sub sandwiches lately? Shop? My picture's on the cups there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you're
just look for
it. You're not the fat bald guy, are you?
What?
She said you're not the fat bald guy, are you?
What?
The one with the hearing aid.
What?
And the walker. And the wheelchair.
Michelle, you've changed. What's happened? You're not the same Michelle I used to know. The one that I came to respect
She's
so much.
She's not a virgin anymore, bud.
Dude, you just threw her right
what,
there on
what
the
a man.
You're in a speeding bullet. Talk about Superman.
You're a Superman, huh?
No. Superboy.
You're just Flash? It's over with in a flash, huh? Boom. It's over with, huh?
749-1444 is the phone number. This is Brian Wilson.
She belongs blessed with her liberty, never known as a non-believer. She laughs and stays in the world, one wonderful. She knew how to gather the forest when God reached softly and moved her body. One golden locket, quite young and loving her mother and father. Farther down the path was a mystery, through the recess the chalk.
Yo, yo,
We're back on the air. This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number here is 749-1444.
WAIF. That'll help. WAIF.
Well, something came over me.
The home of Chris and Rob. And I swear, Chris, it took David Raynard of St. Petersburg, Florida, about an hour to send the cellular phone industry into a tizzy. You know that?
Oh, he just blew him away.
Yeah, he was on some late-night radio talk show. His wife got brain cancer from using a cellular phone.
Brain cancer?
All of a sudden, the stock started falling. That's the power that talk radio has in America these days.
A share of stock in Motorola Inc., the biggest makers of cellular phones, dropped 20%, and the federal government, at the industry's urging, gears up to study the issue. We are powerful. We are...
So we want to know if anyone out there is going to call us on their cellular phone tonight. I was just kidding about that star, Chris and Rob. Dial up
749-1444. So I'm serious about this, though. If you've been shacking up together for a year or two, and you get married, you shouldn't expect a lot of gifts. Maybe.
Now, what if somebody gets married out of the blue? Then are you going to get them a toaster oven?
Yeah, I'll get them a toaster then.
Maybe a lamp?
A lamp, maybe. Perhaps. Whatever they need.
One of those pictures of the unicorn you get down there in the flea market?
Well, what do you call those things where, like, you go to a store and you write down all the... Like, you go to Kmart and you tell everybody, you know, I need a power tool, I need a set of wrenches, that kind of thing. Yeah. I would go check out what they're doing. But if they've been shacked up for a year or two, they already should have a toaster. They should already have a toaster oven. They should already have a food processor. And I think it's people who are living together, they look around, they say, we need more appliances, but we don't want to pay for them.
So let's get married.
I'd like to have a toaster oven, but I really don't want to pay for one. How can I get one? How can I get... Ah! Let's get married!
Hi, Robin, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's up tonight?
Nothing much.
So what are you doing?
Sitting here bored.
Really? Where do you go to school?
UC.
UC, University of Cincinnati?
Yeah.
How about them Bearcats? What are you studying? What are you studying?
Art.
You're an artist?
Yeah.
What kind of medium do you work in?
Naked.
You work naked?
Yeah.
Are you one of those nude models that they paint pictures of? How much does that job pay?
More than yours.
Is it ever cold in one of the rooms, the studios?
Yeah.
Really? What do you do then?
Yeah, you get nipple hard on.
Has anybody ever drawn you and just drawn you really horribly, and you looked at the picture and you thought, man, you're so screwed up, that doesn't look anything like me?
No.
Or so they've been all pretty accurate representations of you?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever drawn you Picasso style and put your nose over by your left ear or anything like that?
No.
What's the most interesting interpretation ever painted of you?
Has anyone ever used your breasts for a champagne goblet molds?
Probably the best picture was my butt in the air.
They just had your butt floating in the air?
Yeah.
That probably would be an interesting picture. Was it like a balloon?
No, my butt's not big.
So it was just kind of like a, what then? Two Volkswagens racing?
You know, last summer when me and Rob went to the state fair, we went to the airbrush guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we had him make an airbrush picture of Rob with his butt up in the air, and it looked just marvelous. It was really fantastic.
And then Chris got one of those temporary tattoos of his butt up on his shoulder. And everybody said, hey, Chris, your butt's by your shoulder. And he said, it's a tattoo.
Mine if you send me a copy of yours.
Okay. What you do is send it to the care of WAIF. Send it to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Care of, jot this down, okay? You jotting? Okay, care of WAIF.
The home of Chris and Rob.
That's right. You can write in parentheses, the home of Chris and Rob. Post Office Box 6126. That's the important number right there. P.O. Box 6126. Of course it's Cincinnati, Ohio, and the zip code is...
452-06.
No, zero, not odd. Odd sounds like eight. 45206. Got that?
Yeah.
Jot it all down? All right, thanks. We'll be looking
for... Hold on, we'll stick around and we'll give you our... We'll get your address.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
A picture of us.
Okay, do your work, Jim. This ought to be good.
I know. Did you ever pose nude while you were in college? Because that was just in the job listings bulletin. It would say cafeteria worker. It would say maintenance guy. It would say RA. Then it would say nude model.
Yeah, I never did, but I knew a girl that did.
I knew a guy that did.
I wanted to paint her bad.
I knew a guy that did, and I don't know.
Yeah?
He was just...
When guys do the nude modeling, how do they keep from getting a stiffy?
That's keep it cold in the rooms, I guess. I don't know.
I know. Nipple hard on.
I guess you just think of Yogi Berra or whatever.
Hey, Jim, ask her if she knows my sister. My sister's in art, too.
Well, yeah, but I bet there's only about
Punch him in the shoulder.
I bet there's only about 2,000 or 3,000 art students over there at UC. She probably does know your
it's
sister.
It's a dangerous thing, man, having Jim do.
Why?
Whoa, boy. Okay, we're going to be taking some more.
She does.
She does?
Ooh,
she tell does. Her to tell. Wait, I'm going to put her back on the air. Hey, Robin?
Yeah?
You know my sister, huh?
Yeah.
Tell her I said hi, will you?
All right.
All right, later. get that over with so we can get
tell her you said
call.
Hi. You can't call your sister up and call her on the phone.
Well, yeah, but it's more interesting when one of her goofy friends from school goes up and says, hey, I called your brother's talk show the other night, you know? In which case, the phone number is
749-1444. You know who our... And, you know, we got a new president now, right?
You know, and he sucks. He just
blows. You know what really just ticked
Pass
me off?
That mug, will you?
You know what's just ticked me off here lately?
What's that?
This is in the paper the other day. First of all, there's going to be no smoking in the White House.
That's fine. There's
fine.
No smoking
smoke-free
in my
environment.
Store.
But then they're going to bring... He said, you know, Hillary has said that, Well, we'll take Jay's call
no,
first. Okay. Well, yeah, Hillary said they're going to bring back a lot of broccoli. You know, they're going to they're going
to over just trying to be anti-George. You know?
They're going to overturn the Bush's anti-broccoli ban. And this is what she said: we are big broccoli eaters. We do a lot of vegetables and a lot of fiber. You don't do vegetables. You do your homework. You do your husband. You do your wife. But you don't do vegetables. You eat vegetables.
I guess you could do da da da.
I guess you could eat your homework.
If
and eat
I was
your wife.
A president of the United States, you know what I would do?
You wouldn't say things like "we do vegetables."
I would build a White Castle next to the White House.
You
doesn't
do,
it make sense?
You can do drugs. You
Jay,
do
you're on the air.
You can't
Hello?
Do
Hi,
vegetables.
Jay.
Hi.
What okay. do you do?
That sounds like she's smoking them. We're gonna have Bill inhale finally. She's gonna. We're gonna do.
Jay, it. If you were president, what would you do in the White House?
Let's do some broccoli, man.
Would you do vegetables, or would you do have them build a White Castle next door?
You know, just because he goes to McDonald's every once in a while, that's not the greatest crime in the world. All he gets is he gets the fifth sandwich.
The fifth sandwich?
Give me a fifth sandwich.
Is that how they say it in Arkansas?
Nah, it's some old Richard Pryor record.
Oh, okay.
Give me a fifth sandwich. So what's up, Jay?
What's up?
What does Jay stand for?
Give a big shout out to Jay.
Does it stand for Jenny, Jenny, Jenny? Does it stand for
Josephine?
Jalapeno? Josephine?
Josephine?
Uh-uh.
What does it stand for?
Janice?
Janae.
Janae?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that name?
My mama.
Yeah?
Well, that's the best place to get a name.
What's your mama's name?
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle?
That's a beautiful name.
Is that
name
your middle
too.
Name then?
Uh-uh.
So what are you doing up this late, Jay?
Nothing.
Where do you go to school, Jay?
Where I go to school?
Where do you go to school?
Walnut Hills.
Walnut Hills? Do you think there are a lot of firearms in Walnut Hills?
Yeah.
You got any?
Uh-uh.
How are you going to take care of yourself?
A pocket knife.
You got a pocket knife?
Yeah.
Is it a switchblade?
Is it a what?
Switchblade. Do you just press a button and the blade pops out?
Yep.
Well, how long's the blade?
About 4 inches.
Have you ever stuck anybody with it?
I threatened to.
Well, I mean, have you ever stuck
anybody? What was the situation where you had to threaten somebody? What happened?
It was these three girls. They got mad because I fought one of their sisters. And I beat up their sister, so they came and they tried to jump.
What'd you beat her up for?
Because she was talking smack to me.
Talking what?
Smack.
What's talking smack?
Like talking a lot of stuff.
Trying to get you to do heroin?
Nah, she's just messing with me.
You don't mean like doing smack the drug, do you?
Uh-uh. I'm talking about like she is talking a lot of stuff like.
So you smacked her one, huh?
Yeah.
Upside her big head?
Yup.
Had a way to do it.
And then, these three girls came to me at the school.
You said,
yeah.
What'd you say, back off?
I said, they kept on jumping in my face. And then I put it, in this one girl, nose. And I,
You cut this girl's nose off?
Uh-uh. You know where the nasal is?
The nasal? Yeah, I know where the nasal is.
Yeah. I put it, up in there. And then...
You picked her nose with it, huh?
Yeah.
Did she say, get that frog sticker out of my face?
Nah, she was like,
This guy pulled a knife on me, and I said, man, get that frog sticker out of my face, or I'll shove it up your hind end sideways. You know what he did?
What?
He got that frog sticker out of my face.
Tell me, Jay, what grade are you in?
The eighth.
You're in eighth grade? When I was in eighth grade, I got in a few fist fights with Robbie Young. In fact, if Robbie Young's out there, give us a call. I got a bone to pick with you. But
Robbie Young got a sister.
Mmm... not to my knowledge.
When Chris was in fifth grade, he beat up second graders.
Yeah. But, I mean, we didn't have knives or guns or anything. These kids in Walnut Hills, they got guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your teachers wear bulletproof vests?
I don't know.
Do you have metal detectors at school?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Where do they get these guns?
It's some kids at our school. They sell them.
They sell them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? You think you can get us a gun?
I don't buy that kind of stuff.
What do you?
Give me a .30-06.
What you mean? Out a gun?
I don't care. Yeah, give me a gun.
What do you think about having guns at school? You think it's bad?
I mean, if they load and stuff.
So you can have an unloaded gun, huh?
To me.
When I was in school, this kid brought in a flare gun.
Flare gun.
And he showed everybody, hey man, I got a gun in my locker. So we're like, you know, this is eighth grade, you know, back when a gun was a big deal. Well, it used to be. And so he says, hey man, I got a gun in my locker. We're like, oh, cool, man. Let's go look at this guy's gun, man. And he's got a barrel like 3 inches round. We're like, what the hell is that? It's a flare gun. I was like, that might okay. I mean, you know, if Gilligan would have had one of those, he would have got off the island, but that's not going to keep anybody from messing with you. We got to go, Jay. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF Cincinnati, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night
Jay,
Talk Show.
Hey, Jay, if you're still listening, next time your friends bother you, just blow them away. Like that.
Yeah, vicious, man. Heavy.
No, I don't. Rob, when you know, you went to Hamilton High, right?
I went to Hamilton High. Yes, I did.
I went to Xavier High, and I remember... We didn't have guns, man. We really didn't have guns. And these kids today do have guns.
We didn't have guns either.
Guns like in Somalia. Like this is Somalia or something.
We're running around eating cat and shooting each other.
Jerry, do you have a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind?
.44.
Is it loaded?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. What's on your mind tonight, Jerry?
Sitting around with this guy.
Do your friends call you Jerry Curl?
Sometimes. Not all the time. So, what
are
you guys doing?
We're doing a late night talk show. What are you doing?
I'm sitting here listening.
Well, that's good. We're glad you're staying up with us.
Okay.
Has anything been sticking in your crawl lately?
I'd like to meet you, Rob.
Has anything been... What?
I'd like to meet you, Rob.
Well, stand in line. Has anything been sticking in your crawl lately?
What?
Anything you need to get off your chest?
Yeah, I got about my bra. And,
she said, bro?
I need, to
unhook that bad boy. How many snaps is on it?
I don't know. For you, big boy, probably none.
Well, no. Is it one of those three loaders or is it a front loader?
It's a big boom. It's a three loader.
It's a one of those big athletic bras?
Big old boom.
Big old boobs. Well, that's good to know, Jerry.
Why are you so worried about that?
I'm not. I mean, you brought up the topic.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything weighing heavy on your mind that you'd like to discuss with the radio audience?
Yes. What it is, see, is it's like, I got this big bulge.
You got a big bulge?
Between my legs and I don't know.
Come on, Jerry. Hang with us now.
Oh, I like you.
Thank you. I like you too, Jerry. Thanks for your call.
749-1444.
I'd cut. Fade to black. Now bring it up. Let me kick the facts. And I'ma do you like you wanna. I'ma do you like you wanna. I'ma do you like you wanna be done. Continental.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And on the phone we have Victor. Hello, Victor.
Rob. Yeah.
Hi, Vic.
Hi.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind? Speak up.
I thought I was going to get a hell on the phone.
Yeah. Let's take another call. 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. For a guy who seemingly gets as much leg as Prince does, he sure has to sing about it an awful lot.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Madonna sings about it all the time, too. And I heard something about Prince digging his new band, the New Power Generation.
The New Power Generation.
They're going to like do a tour or something, which would be very hip.
I think it would probably be canceled. Lack of enthusiastic tickets.
He's as big now as he ever was. His new record is great.
Well, I mean, he might be as talented, but as popular, there's no way. He used to be right up there with Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Still is, ain't he?
He slipped way down. Record sales-wise, he's fallen way off.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, you knew that. Don't even try.
Hello, Carol Lee.
No, it's Kelly.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
I love your cakes. I love that frozen coconut cream pie you make.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's fantastic.
I've never been getting pies.
What's on your... Sarah Lee?
No, this is not Sarah Lee. This is Kaylee.
Oh, Kaylee. Like that song by Marillion. Kaylee. No. Just trying to write this love. Remember that song, Chris?
C-A-O-O-I-E. Kaylee.
Okay, what else did you call about besides to spell your name for us? We appreciate that, though. Dirtball, that's probably never listened to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, has no idea what WAIF is all about and making judgments about it. So we don't care what he has to say.
That's very good.
So if the Delhi dude rubs you the wrong way, just say, well, it's only the Delhi dude. It's not like it's somebody important.
Right on.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Where I'm from?
Yeah, that's not a Delhi accent you got there.
No. What are you talking about? Like,
your lineage.
What country?
Yeah, your cartilage.
I'm from Asia.
Asia?
Yes.
What part of Asia?
That's good. I came here with my uncle 14 years ago.
That's what we thought.
And then you know.
Rob and I are very perceptive.
What did you say?
We've got the Ouija board out and Jim asked it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you're one of those Ohio Masala.
You play with the Ouija board?
Yeah, we're playing with the Ouija board.
Oh, that is playing with the devil.
Well, no, it's not. It's playing with Parker Brothers.
No. When you ask the question,
we're going to answer. Well, you know, it goes wherever you want it to.
Oh, it moves around by itself?
No, you like ask it a question, you say, am I going to have a good day today? And you just grab the little plastic thing and you make it go to the Y-E-S. Yes, hey, I'm going to have a great day today. The Ouija board told me so.
Oh, that's how it works.
That's how it works, exactly.
Well, I heard so many bad stories about how it speaks.
No, they don't speak unless you're talking about those books that Parker Brothers makes where they have the little dial in them and you spin the dial to point at a chicken and you pull the string and it says a chicken goes, bawk, bawk. That's a totally different Parker Brothers kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Oh.
The cow goes, moo.
I didn't know that they still made Ouija boards.
Oh, they still make all that stuff. Hey, thanks for your call, Carol Lee. We got to fly, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You know, it's February.
It sure is. And so today was Groundhog Day.
It's Black History Month.
Uh-huh.
We've had Groundhog Day already.
Valentine's Day.
We've got Valentine's
up.
Day. We've got Lincoln's birthday. We've got Washington's birthday. We've got President's Day. And we've got Ash Wednesday. All in February. And it's the shortest month of the year. And all those days are
Mardi Gras too, right? Isn't Mardi Gras coming up?
Fat Tuesday. Is that? That's Ash? Yeah, because it's right before Ash Wednesday, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So you're right there. And it's also Ronald Reagan's birthday this month.
Happy birthday, Ronnie.
And February Psychopath. Is also National Children's Dental Health Month on top of all that.
No, really?
The Cincinnati Dental Society reminds parents that healthy smiles begin at home. Make sure your children brush each day, especially after meals. Do you remember those little tablets you could send away for and you get two or three of those little red tablets?
Yeah, it turns your teeth all red.
Yeah, and it'd show you where you missed...
They don't make those anymore.
I don't know. Those things were so cool. They'd show you where you missed brushing, and you'd brush your teeth really, really good because you're like, man, I hope these tablets don't bust me. So you'd brush them and brush them and brush them and brush them. Then you'd go chew on those tablets, and still your whole face would be red.
Jason, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Whoa. Get the celebrity hotline. Hi, Jason. What's up?
Not a whole lot. How's it going?
It's going okay. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just calling. Just listening. You guys are doing a real good show.
Well, thanks. We're glad you're entertained.
Like I was saying, you guys are more controversial than Rush Limbaugh. It's amazing.
We're trying to be. You know, we hate homosexuals here.
Well, don't we all?
No, all of us don't. I don't think Rob has as big a beef against him as I do.
I have no beef at all against anyone.
I think they should go form their own army. What do you think of that idea?
I have another question for you guys.
Speak up, okay?
Okay, I got a question.
All right, ask away.
Do you really think Alex Trebek knows all the questions to those answers?
Hell no. You take away Alex Trebek's 3x5 cards and he's Chuck Woolery.
See, I beg to differ. I think the man's a genius.
No. I mean, I stole that line from some stand-up comedian somewhere. But anyway, he does good with his French accent because he's from Canada. He speaks French. So whenever there's a French question, he's like, name the painting, who is the one that lives here? And everybody thinks, whoa, Alex Trebek is so smart. He speaks French. Well, hell, he's from Canada. Of course he speaks French. He's a moron. He does that concentration show, which is funny. Which is funny as hell.
That was a low point in his life.
He's still doing it. He's like, C plus ache, cake, walk. Cake, walk. I mean, what kind of crap is that? He does that and then he spells out the little rebus for you.
Hey, you have a valid point. But what about when it gets to that, like, Peruvian yodelers category? And he knows all the Peruvian yodelers.
He's got the cards right in front. I mean, those guys flip through a world book encyclopedia and say, here's someone I've never heard of. Let's think up an answer about him.
See, now, I don't know. You got a valid point with the...
Sure, he might be a half a step above a Wink Martindale or a Peter Tomarken. But he's still no Ray Combs.
Ray Combs is a good guy.
Ray Combs is a good guy.
Better than Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson was just out to get as much tongue as he could, which was kind of sad.
Jason, you want to hear some zombie music?
I'd rather.
Already?
They might be giants.
All right. Hang on, man.
All right.
Dr. Zombie here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we know the way to San Jose, don't we?
Chris, I'm only going to tell you this because you're my friend and I love you.
This ought to be good.
Your segues tonight just suck.
I know, they've been just blowing, haven't they?
Your segues have been awful.
We'll work on it, okay?
Man, I tell you what. You know when you get high, you get stupid?
You do?
And if you get stupid about sex, you can catch the AIDS virus. So it adds up. To get high, get stupid, get AIDS. It's a simple idea.
Smoke
one
some dope, Louie.
Can't afford to forget. Not if you want to stay healthy. This is a message from the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
I got you already. Have Jim sign it.
We've got to sign it.
Hi, Tanya.
What's up?
How you doing tonight?
Fine. What you doing?
We're doing a late night talk show. What are you doing?
Just sitting here listening.
Yeah, you having a good time?
Yeah.
Smoking a ball?
Nah.
No? Eating some junk food? You know, I'm glad you're not smoking a bowl. You know why?
Why?
You get high, you get stupid, you get AIDS.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so what, you in school?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, what year?
What you mean, what year?
What? How old are you?
What you mean?
What grade are you in?
I'm in the 8th grade.
8th grade. You got a gun? Pocket knife?
Play any sports?
Yeah.
What one?
Volleyball.
Volleyball? You like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
What do you mean? What, just okay? You don't love it?
Nah, not really.
You hoping for a scholarship to get you into college?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go to college?
UC.
What do you hope to do when you graduate?
Probably be a teacher.
You want to be a teacher in Cincinnati and Walnut Hills? Why don't you go to one of those suburban high schools that don't even have metal detectors or anything like that?
See, ours, the school we go to don't have medical detectors.
What school do you go to?
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. Oh, that's a fine institution.
It is.
Are you getting a good education over there, St. Bernard?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
I got a report card today.
How'd you do?
I did good.
What'd you get in math?
An A.
An A? What'd you get in English?
A B.
A B?
How often do you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance per week?
I don't know.
About once a week?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of pep assemblies? Do you have a lot of pep assemblies where the basketball team dresses up like women and come out and everybody laughs?
Yeah.
Did you do good enough on your report card to get a free Big Mac?
Nah, we get them little precious things.
What about Reds tickets? We used to, if you got straight A's, you get Reds tickets. You get any of those?
I get Cincinnati Cyclones.
Really? Why don't you send them over here to the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show? We'd love to go if you don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Well, send them to us at WAIF, P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, 45206.
That's right. All of you out there, send us your junk mail.
Your Cyclones tickets.
Your Husker Du postcards.
Your coupons for free big boys at Bob's Big Boy.
Photos of your butt up in the air, or paintings of your butt up in the air, I mean. Send them to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF
he
Post
loves saying
Office
the
Box. Well, because I love getting mail.
You love saying the address.
Because I love getting mail. Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. Thanks, Tanya.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I wanted to ask y'all something.
Ask us.
Which one y'all think the best?
I think the best.
Yeah.
Rob thinks the worst. Rob can hardly even think. He does so many drugs, and he lives up there in Hamilton, you know, up there in Hamilton where everyone's has real low IQs and they park their trucks in their yard and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the best.
Which one do y'all think is the best between Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton?
The best would probably have to be
Bill Clinton is a jerk. Hillary's a jerk too, but at least I do her.
What's why you think she the best? Like why did you choose her instead of Clinton?
She's a babe.
That's the only reason why.
No, I've seen them dance. You're talking about how good they can dance, right? I've seen Hillary dance. She dances a lot better than Bill.
No, I'm talking about like which one do you think doing the most the goodest things?
Who's doing the goodest things?
Yeah.
I'd say Hillary's doing some nothings, and Bill's not really doing much at all either right now. He's just kind of biding his time.
Yeah, they're both a couple of assholes.
Dealing with
me.
Side issues instead of the economy, stupid.
Well, Bill Clinton listening to y'all.
I hope he is, man. I'll tell him to get a new barber.
He look like a dope fiend.
He is.
Quitty and all them Big Macs.
I know. He got them big old bags under his ass.
He do, don't he?
He's got that permanent smile like he's just had a fix. He's got that kind of a gassy smile.
He inhales, you know.
Like he
just get off of Gas X.
He needs some Gas X. Thanks for your call, Tanya.
Okay.
Later.
749-1444, that's 74-91-444.
Plus, Hillary says stuff like, we do a lot of vegetables. Oh. What do you think it means? She does, like, carrots and cucumbers and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what it means,
the cucumber dildo.
Oh, man. A big old zucchini. A big wart-covered zucchini, man. You know what I'm talking about? One of those zucchinis with bumps all over it, man. One of those 9.5-inch-long zucchinis, man.
In case you just tuned in, you're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF's only anti-gay show.
And we're
the phone number here is 749-1444. Liz, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
What's on your mind tonight, Liz?
Nothing much.
Well, that's what we thought. How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17. What grade are you in?
Huh?
What grade are you in?
Huh? I'm a sophomore.
You got a gun?
No.
Did you flunk?
No. Oh, no. I'm a junior.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got a little confused.
Yeah.
Well, you've only been one since August. That's understandable. Where do you go to school?
Seton.
Seton?
Yeah. I'm in
Catholic school. Is that a Catholic school?
Yeah.
Do you got to wear a little plaid skirt every day?
Yeah.
Do the boys like it?
There's no boys at our school.
There's no boys at your school?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have, like, mixers where you can go over to Moeller and meet some of the boys?
Yeah, but nobody goes to them.
Nobody would want to go, because those Moeller guys will sit in class chewing tobacco all the time. What's your favorite subject, Liz?
Art.
Art?
Yeah.
What do you like to work with? Clay, painting, charcoal, pencil?
Pencil.
Pencil?
Yeah.
Do you don't do, like, sketches of Axl Rose or anything goofy like that, do you?
No.
You don't do sketches of a knight slaying a dragon, Dungeons and Dragons, or any of that evil kind of stuff, do you?
No.
You don't do sketches of Michael Jordan dunking a basketball, do you?
Sketches of Rob's butt up in the air.
I mean, in Hamilton, all the kids that could draw, they either drew like a rock star, Michael Jordan slam dunking, or maybe their girlfriend, or a guy slaying a dragon. Or maybe, you know, maybe the Grim Reaper holding a bloody head.
What were the name of those guys up there at the Chevron? Charles and Mike?
Charles and Mike, they need
Charles
company.
Charles and Mike up at the Chevron station on Victory Parkway. Sending a big hello, thank you, and how do you do?
A big shout out.
Pass a mug over here, will you? The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is brought to you in part by Mug Old Fashioned Root Beer. Root beer ain't root beer unless it's in a mug.
It's Mug spelled backwards gum.
Right on.
Where do you hope to go to college, Liz?
UC.
Yeah. Why don't you want to leave home?
I don't know.
Why do you want to stick around here? Are you a scenester? Do you like to hang out on the hippest block in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
What is the hippest block in Cincinnati?
Usually somewhere out in Delhi.
Probably out in Delhi. They have some swingers out there with a capital R.
Yeah, but we don't go near the Delhi dude.
No, don't go near that Delhi dude, because he's
a loser.
Right.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Liz.
Thanks.
Stay out of trouble.
Hold on, stay on the line.
Okay, 749-1444 is the phone number here, so give us a call here. Got a couple lines open here in a second.
We got Rockin' Robert. That's not me, it's somebody.
How come they call you Rowdy Rob? I've been overhearing people calling you Rowdy Rob. I want to know where that name came
Rowdy
from.
Robbie.
Rowdy Robbie.
Rowdy Robbie.
Did you name yourself that, or did somebody else name you that? Who named you that?
That was pegged on me.
Double D named you that?
I think my boss.
Your boss.
I think my boss.
Phil?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
Rockin' Robert.
You know, I gotta admit, Phil doesn't know what he's missing.
He doesn't.
Have you invited him down to one of these yet?
No, I haven't invited him down.
Phil, if you're tuned in, you're invited to any Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show you want to sit in. In fact, we'll even stick a microphone in your face.
Rockin' Robert and the Time Warp Alternate Saturdays. 6 to 8 p.m. bring the finest music for easy surfing on Rockin' Surfin'. You don't even have to know how to swim. Before you know it, you are gliding magically across waves of the surfing sound. Tune in for a wave of fact-filled musical entertainment here on WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM. I don't know, you eat vegetables, you don't do vegetables. You do drugs, you do homework, you do your spouse, you don't do vegetables. Hillary Rodham Clinton, that's that goofy kind of yup speak. I want to empower. I want to be energized. I do vegetables. Yeah. Go ahead, Will.
Will.
Hello.
Hi, Will. How you doing tonight?
All right. Is this Chris and Rob?
It sure is.
This is Will from the Couch Crew.
Hey, how's the Couch Crew hanging
in there?
The
Couch Crew.
The Couch Crew's all right.
Good.
slamming back those 40 ounces of Schlitz malt liquor listening to Chris and Rob. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it sure doesn't.
Find out what's on his mind.
I'm supposed to find out what's on your mind.
Beer.
What about beer? It's a
what's
fine
your favorite
beverage.
Beer?
Milwaukee's best.
You know it. You know it. For the price, you don't get much better than that.
I don't know. What's your favorite beer, Rob?
Actually, I've cut back on my drinking the last few weeks. And so right now my favorite beer is this on Thursday nights they have this big giant quart cups of draft beer for $1. I have no idea what the swill is they put in it, but that's my favorite. $1 quart is my favorite kind of beer.
I've been liking those beers that you get with the little tinfoil around the bottle opener, and you can peel the tinfoil away just like it's
like, see, for one of those, I could get 3 of my quarts and just be plowled, and you would just be sitting there, this is a fine lager.
Anything else, Will, or should we move on?
Just keep on getting brewed. Watch Jeopardy every day.
All right, later. 749-1444, got a line open.
And, I've started playing foosball again lately.
Oh, yeah?
I get foosball elbow, though, sometimes. I will play a lot of foosball, my elbow will hurt.
I could kick your butt in air hockey.
I wish you would come. I found a couple great tables on Route 4 in Fairfield.
Have they got air hockey?
A place called Penny's Arcade.
Penny's Arcade.
They have a fine... And the... You know, there's another air hockey place I know of, but the puck doesn't float real well, and it's really slow. The puck floats perfect, and the game is fast, and you wouldn't even see the puck coming. It'd be 7-2 before you knew what the hell hit you.
Yeah,
is this Zeke the Freak from up on Cripple Creek?
Yeah.
Hey, Zeke, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, King Cobra. 40-ounce.
Yeah, slam it, home.
You guys ever slam that?
Slam a 40-ounce?
Yeah.
Well, we did one a couple before the show, man.
That's the only way to go, man.
You know it, man. We shotgun those bad boys.
You know what you said earlier, man? It's like people get stupid, man, smoking pot and stuff like that.
What do you say?
Well, the way I look at it is like if smoking pot makes you stupid, you were that way before you smoked it.
Right on. I'm with you. All these people that I see, you know, and they're like 60s acid rejects, you know, and they're walking all funny. They got the tie-dyes on and their face is all bony looking.
Deadheads, man. Those creepy deadheads.
Yeah, you know, the ones that are real messed up. I'm not just talking about the creepy bong-sucking tie-stick-burning deadheads. But I'm talking about, like, the real messed up ones, the ones that are, like, still seeing rainbows in their eyeballs and stuff.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. My theory is that they were messed up before they ever took their first hit.
Right, before they ever took it, man. That's the way I look at it. When I saw them back then, man, it's like, hey, you were messed up, man. You need to be enrollment.
Are there any deadheads out there? Give us a call here at the Late Night Talk Show and dispute my claims that all deadheads are messed up.
I'm sure they'll give you a call, too.
74-91-444.
Hey,
Jerry Garcia is a sucky guitar player, too.
There was a show on Donahue yesterday with that Alphonse D'Amato. You know, talking about, you know, like gays getting into service.
Yeah, I think they should form their own office.
Big time, man, but you know what?
Senator from New York.
Isn't he a Republican?
I think he's a Democrat.
Well, anyway.
I think. I'm not sure.
Like back in Bush's administration, man, that guy was like jumping on the death penalty. Anyone that like carried a gun and like killed somebody, which they have like, what, 12,000 a year nationwide.
Right.
He said automatic death penalty. You know, so, I mean, this guy's, like, flip-flopping. Now he's, like hopping on the gay thing, like, yeah, man, let him into the military. It's like, yeah, I can see it now. It's like they have special, like, probably regiments. It's like, you know, just all gay, you know, because they're going to have to separate them. Mm-hmm. You know, don't you think so? They're arguing about that stuff now. Like, well, you know, don't use us for experimenting. You know, it's like we're not a social organization. We're selective service, you know. But, you know, I can see it just like the blacks, you know, they didn't want to let him in. You know, it's like, well, what the hell? If they kick out all the fags out of the service, man, there goes the Pentagon, you know.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. If there's a draft, wouldn't you just say you're gay like that if you knew they wouldn't take you?
Yeah, well, that's what they used to do during Vietnam, you know. It's like,
yeah, and
hey,
back
man,
then.
You know, I'm a fag, man. I'm not going.
Well, back
know?
Then, man, you had to have some...
Yeah, but, you know, they wouldn't believe you back then.
Well, you had to have some pretty big nuts, too, to let the... Because back then, those guys would just stomp your ass for admitting you're gay.
Yeah,
nowadays,
right.
When people don't really care that much, you go in there, I'm gay, man. Here, ask my boyfriend. They'll say, all right, get the hell out of the army, man. And, you know, nobody's just going to be like, geez. Nobody's going to, like, beat you up, though, probably.
Well, they stomped that one guy.
Yeah, they stomped that one guy down in...
As soon as he got off the ship, man, they said, hey, man, this guy's out of here.
Oh, what about that guy down in North Carolina that beat up?
Clinton said the same thing to get out of the draft, too.
Clinton said he was gay?
Sure did.
I thought he just said he was a genius or something.
That was after he bought the pot from that guy that's in jail.
No, that was Dan Quayle bought the pot off the guy in jail.
Well, he bought the same. He had the same connection.
Oh, okay.
Washington Insiders, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's from the Washington Post. You never read that? Oh, God, you guys got a talk show, man? Oh, man.
Yeah, we've got
to talk. Don't tell us what to read. Get your own doggone talk show.
I tell you what there, Zeke. If you want to pay for a subscription to the Washington Post for Chris and Rob, we sure as hell would love to read it every day.
That's right.
Well, I don't read that stuff either, man. It's just like stuff I hear, man.
You going to do that? I mean, we ask people to make donations to
I want those Cyclone tickets, man. You want them to give me my
If we get them, we'll give you a ring, okay? But look here. People are making... These public radio stations...